Hey there, you McMac nutties! Am I going to be sued by Giant Food Chain now? Anyway, do you remember that I was going to help you clean up after yourself? Oh well, might as well do that then. But first, a bit more on current neat little Mac apps affairs. Subscriptions are going up, which is a good thing, but if you people want to start getting them free licenses again, I'm going to have to get some more listenership to get developers interested in targeting you. That's right, you. The sweet, unsuspecting, woolen lambs of the Mac app user community, frolicking away in the wide green countryside that is neat little Mac apps land. So be sure to tell all your friends about the neat little Mac apps relaunch, and we'll see what I can do from my side of the fence, that is. Now, as always, keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, so everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window, or on your iPod screen or iPhone screen, and you'll be able to click the links there as well, and you'll see even more about what I'm talking. Okay, this week's app, Camouflage. I found out about this tool when I had to give a day-long demo to some clients of my former employer. The proper thing to do for demos is to have a separate user on your system, which sole purpose is to be used for demos. But I didn't really feel like doing this, so instead I got to know Camouflage. Camouflage is created by Carsten Kusche at bricksoftware.com, and you know about those people because I once reviewed one of their other applications, namely Cute Clips. So anyway, Carsten Kusche, that is, the current version of Camouflage is 1.21 and it's free, but you can donate via his Amazon wishlist. Okay, so Camouflage, what's this all about? Well, basically, you just launch Camouflage and all you get to see is this little icon in your menu bar, a little menulet. If you click that icon, you can choose to hide icons. Let me just first explain what it does, actually. Camouflage allows you to clear your whole desktop, hide all your icons, all your disks at one click. So everything you see is a nice clean desktop and you don't have the hundreds of folders for demos, for example. This is very handy. How does it work? Well, when you click on the little icon, you can choose to hide all your icons and immediately your whole desktop will be totally empty. There are some other options and the best way to explain those is to jump into the preferences. In the preferences, you'll get a little explanation on how Camouflage works. And the fun thing now is that when Camouflage has hidden everything, how do you start working if you want a folder or stuff like that? Well, you can choose whether or not Camouflage should open a Finder window with a single click. So you have the empty desktop, you just click somewhere on that desktop and immediately you'll get a Finder window. There are some options. For instance, you can go into theater mode and you can do that via a hotkey. You can define the hotkey on the preferences also, and you can choose a custom wallpaper. So this is quite handy. For instance, at my previous job, I created some wallpapers with the logo, the icon of the software and stuff. All I had to do is hit the hotkey, all my icons would disappear, and it would put the company background, the ones I created with the logo and all stuff, as a desktop paper. So really handy. You can even choose a custom folder, so that one click option that I was talking about to open a Finder window, you can tweak it and make sure, for instance, that it automatically opens up into the demo folder you're going to use for the whole demo. You also have some advanced options, for instance, to ignore mouse events. This might be handy if you wish to use Finder Pop or you want to access the original Finder context menu for other reasons. Some general options you have there is to check for updates and launch at login. So basically, this really is a handy little application for when you want to clean up your desktop really quickly. If you want to hide away that desktop clutter, this is the application that should get you a long way along. Some tips to the developer. Well, basically, the developer has a screencast that someone made for him on his site. So I wonder why he doesn't implement it in Camouflage, for instance. At first boot up, you could just can choose whether or not you want to see the screencast. Another tip would be, can't he somehow organize my desktop, make sure that everything goes into folders and stuff? But that's something for another application, and I'll talk about that on another episode of Neat Little Mac Apps. So that's it for this episode. I know it's a short one, but it's okay once in a while. Hope you liked it. Of course, you're always welcome at the Neat Little Mac Apps website. You can talk about applications there. You can comment on the episodes. Really, please do comment on the episodes. And if you have an application that you think is truly special, you can let me know. If you're a developer, for instance, who has a great app up his sleeves, you can tell me about it at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Twitter feed is twitter.com/NLMA, and I welcome you all there if you want to follow up on what I'm up to, basically. That's it for this episode. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Music for Neat Little Mac Apps is provided by the BC Surfers. Track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com.